You're listening to the Bryson Training Hill Podcast. I'm your host, Brianna Avery. In this week's episode, I'm going to talk about time management. If you're looking for ways to get help with getting everything done during the day, you're going to want to listen to this episode. Before we get going, make sure you guys are subscribed if you guys are wanting Bryson training tips or help. And let's get rolling. Let's talk about time management. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I get super overwhelmed with everything I have to do during the day. You know, college classes, keeping, horses rodeo ready, coaching, keeping the house in order, socializing, spending time, strengthening my testimony, getting myself prepared for a career, social media jobs, and the list goes on and on. And, you know, for some of you, that list looks a little bit different. And for some of you, the list looks pretty similar. So regardless of that fact, time management is so, so important. And it's something that's really needed desperately in order to get everything done during the day. So let's talk about how to get all of that done that I actually mentioned above, and probably more for some of you guys. So the first step to time management is how you start your day. This includes waking up early and not getting on your phone. I know a lot of people like to wake up, scroll on social media, and that's kind of how they start their day. But in my mind, and in a lot of other researchers' minds, starting your day on social media actually is just a way that just kind of wastes your day away and kind of starts you off on a bad note. So what I like to do is I like to make sure that in order for me to get everything done, I have to wake up early. It's just something that's how it is. Sometimes, you know, you're not going to want to get out of bed, blah, blah, blah. That is so normal. But in order to get everything done, you just have to get up early. And, you know, sometimes it's super important to make sure that we realize that, yes, it's okay some days to sleep in and to not be as productive. But the next day, it's important to get up and try and be a little better as we were before. So another thing that I like to do is making sure that I don't get on my phone before I eat breakfast. I like to take time to meditate, to read my scriptures, to say my prayers, to kind of plan out my day if I haven't done that the night before, and really just take that time before breakfast to be away from my phone. For me, I'm on my phone a lot. Like, I'm on my computer a lot, and, you know, I'm a college student, I do social media for a living. I mean, I'm on my phone a lot, as you can imagine, and so it's super important to take that time during the beginning of the day, in the very beginning when I wake up, to have time away from my phone. It makes a really big difference. So I know that most of us get on social media and we kind of mindlessly scroll. So like I talked about in the morning, you know, it's the same thing. There's a lot of times during the day where we just mindlessly scroll. And I'm going to go over kind of how I set my day up, but I wanted to throw out just a couple tips that kind of will help you guys realize when you're setting up your day what's important and what isn't. A lot of times you just really have to prioritize. You know, everyone has the same 24 hours in the day. So first up, social media. A lot of times we get on and we mindlessly scroll. I definitely know that I've done it, but I try not to ever do it. But I really do know that, you know, it's fun to go get on social media and to be able to listen to people and what they like to do. But it's also really important that you take time to have a goal when you're on social media. So I like to make sure that I avoid mindlessly scrolling. I like to make sure that I just get on there for a goal, and I get on there to be like, okay, I'm just going to post this, or I need to interact with these people on here. I need to respond to comments, and I don't just sit on there and mindlessly scroll, because that's one of the biggest time wasters. And when people say, oh, well, you know, I don't have time to get everything done during the day, a lot of times it's because they spend so much time just scrolling on social media, and it's just such a big waste of time. So now, here is the thing that I do to get every single thing done during the day. And it's really, really simple. It's just called time blocking. So what I do is I have a reminders app on my phone. And a lot of people like to use reminder app, or they'll get on a calendar. Or there's different, like, you know, apps that you can use to really just time block your day out. But what I like to do is I like to look at my goals for the week, for the day, for the month, and break it down into things that I need to do for that day. So if you guys haven't seen my Setting Goals for 2021 podcast, you're going to want to go, once you're done listening to this episode, and go listen to that, because that'll show you a better way to kind of break your goals down for the day and be able to know what you need to get done for the day. But for me, what I like to do is I basically brain dump. And what that is basically just taking these reminder apps. You're not going to put any time to it. You're just going to throw on the reminder app one, you know, thing that you need to do at least every hour of the day. And so I'll just basically just brain dump everything out, and I'll be like, okay, I gotta do homework, I gotta do this social media project, I gotta go teach lessons at this time, I gotta feed at this time, I gotta wear courses, I have a date that night, or I need to make sure that I get this assignment done, or I have clean checks, or, you know, just different things like that. I just brain dump it all out on the app. And after I do that, I start and I add time to it. So what you do with that is, from, you know, whenever you wake up in the morning, whether that's 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., whatever you wake up, what you want to do is you want to start your day off. Give yourself an hour to eat breakfast, get ready, meditate, say your prayers, write in your journal, or just take time to relax and, you know, not have to be on your phone, not have to do anything. And then start your day after that and start adding times to everything. And I'm not just saying, like, give yourself an hour for this. I'm saying really look at how much time would it take and should it take to do something, and give yourself the time to do that. So little example is, for me, I usually wake up about 6:30, depending on the day, whatever I have school. Ideally, that's when I wake up, though, and I definitely would tell you I'm not perfect at it, and nobody is, but I try and be up by that time. And so my day will usually start around 8:30, because that's when I get done feeding. And so, you know, I spend that time before I go feed, and I write on my phone, read your scriptures, say your prayers. And then I kind of just leave my phone away, I go feed horses, I come back home, and that's when my day kind of starts. And so, you know, kind of giving you guys an idea, like, okay, well, it's 8:20 right now, so if I was to drive back home right now, I'd be about 8:30, and I'd start 8:30, and I'd say, okay, I need to get this assignment done, this is how long it's going to take me. And after I finish that assignment, I have another reminder that pops up, and it gives me the next thing that I need to do. And so something really cool about that is really just being able to check off the things that you do during the day, and be able, your brain really just likes to be able to check things off. So what I do, you know, write it all down. I just start checking it off, making sure that I get everything done during the day. And this goes all the way down until I get to bed. And a lot of times it is important to realize that, like, yes, maybe you won't get everything done, and assignments or projects may take you a little bit longer than you think, but it's important to have that written down, so when you finish something, your brain's not going to immediately go to your phone and just start scrolling on social media, because yes, I know, we all do it, and instead you have something to pop up next and something to keep you going and keep you working on something different. So the biggest thing with that is making sure that you just take time before the morning even starts, or even the night before, and just write everything down that you need to do, add some time slots to it, and really just keep yourself accountable. It's really important to have goals and remember why you're doing this, and you're not just doing this to, you know, check things off the list. Like, there is a why in mind. So that's really important, because I think a lot of people lose motivation, but I don't exactly believe in motivation. I think it's definitely something that's just not even a thing, because you're never actually going to feel motivated. Your brain is never going to feel motivated. It's just there to keep you safe. And so when, you know, when those things happen where you're like, okay, well, I want to try this, but your brain's like, oh my goodness, no, that's going to get you in trouble. Like, we've never done that before. You could get hurt. Your brain is only there to keep you safe. And so when you're getting things like, okay, well, I need to do this, but I've never done it, it kind of puts me out of my comfort zone, your brain is just going to automatically shut down and be like, no, don't do that. It's not safe. And that's where people call lack of motivation, but motivation is not actually ever going to be there, because that's how our brains work. So motivation is kind of just dumb. You really just have to get up and do it. Like, there's just no such thing as motivation. So it's really just you get up, you do it, know your why, and know why you're doing something. So it's also super important to know yourself and kind of know when you work better. So for me, I'll kind of give you guys an example, but I know that I work on homework specifically better in the morning. So that's when I kind of time block in all my homework. I know a lot of us probably know, some of you might work a little bit better in the evening, some of you might work a little bit better in the morning, and it just depends, because, you know, you're not going to be able to get everything done during that certain time during the day. So I like to just say, okay, well, I'm going to work on homework in the morning. I'll give myself a few easier assignments at night. That way I'm not, you know, kind of losing that motivation, because I'm like, oh my goodness, I've not done this all day. I just have more excitement and more like ready to go in the morning. I kind of just know myself for that. So it's important to know yourself with that and know kind of what you need and what you kind of can do towards the end of the day, what you kind of can do in the morning. And so I like to keep my mornings for homework, and then I'll get to the evening, and that's kind of when I'm like, okay, well, now I can kind of work on social media stuff. Now I can answer questions, and now I can work horses. I mean, it really just depends on how you work as yourself. So it's super important also to make sure that you have timers on everything that you do, because it's really, you know, it's easy to have a list and be like, okay, well, I got to get this done and got to get this done. But if you don't actually have a timer showing up and be like, okay, hey, you got to get this done right now, then it's kind of hard to keep yourself accountable. So you really have to make sure that you keep yourself accountable with that and really just make sure that you have a goal in mind and you know your why. That'll push you more than anything. So I really hope this was super, super helpful for you guys. If this was helpful for you guys, make sure that you share this on your social media. Repost it. I love seeing you guys reposting content because I will repost it. I like to show you guys on my social media platform and let you guys kind of get your name out there on my platform. So if you guys enjoyed this, be sure to share it and I will share it back. Be sure to subscribe and that will enable me to kind of continue to bring you guys these awesome podcasts. And you guys are always welcome to DM me on social media and get help with anything you need. It's just Barely Seeing Training Help. And I will see you guys in that next episode next week.